Hi, I'm Gail Stan, and you're tuning in to Minimal Radio.
Welcome to the Buzzgeflüster Radio Show on Minimal Radio, Gail Stan.
Thank you, good to be here.
Your first vinyl was Purple Rain by Prince. Do you remember the first time you got electrified with music?
For sure, yeah, because, you know, I remember I was still very young then, and you don't have that much money, and then you say, right, what do I get? No, I mean, I love Prince, I have to say. He was one of my idol at that time. So, you know, to get a record from him, Purple Rain, the album, is like a big deal. So, yeah, it was like a nice moment.
Yeah, I read you played a support for Kylie Minogue, Cool, Earth, Wind & Fire, Commodores. Pretty huge bands, actually. How did you get in contact? Or did you have a big name already there in Singapore before? Or how did this all, yeah, come to roll?
So the thing is, when I started DJing in Singapore, I started in a club called Top 10. And the owner was German, actually. Yeah, and he had like so many big bands coming, yeah, to perform at Top 10. And I was the resident DJ. So when the band's playing and they have a pause,
yeah,
and then the DJ, me, we play when they're having a break. So I get to meet a lot of all these bands. It was insane. Can you imagine when you're like crazy about all these big bands and acts, and then you're like, I am their pauser DJ. Do you know what I mean? So it was great to see everybody, you know, like you say, big names.
Yeah.
I remember when Cool and the Gang, they were performing, and they saw I was on stage at the DJ booth waiting to take over, and they gave me a tambourine and say, come and just imagine you're on stage with Cool and the Gang. That was awesome.
It's
right?
Awesome.
Yeah.
I was reading it and was like, well, you became to be like a star, but what you had before was already like so big, you
it
know?
It was a nice starting point.
Yeah.
Because it was because at that time I just started DJing. Yeah. So it was more like everything's new to me, but to get that break, tambourine player for Cool and the Gang, I think that's great. So
sounds okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you remember the first time you got in touch with electronic music like house and techno?
That's when I moved to London. That's when I decided that to be a serious DJ, I can't stay in Singapore because, you know, the music in Singapore was like American top 40. Okay. So I said, to be a DJ, you have to go to London. And of course, everybody knows at that time, London is where electronic music is all about. Techno and house, Balearic house. So, you know, that was like stepping stone for me, moving to London.
But was it just like an idea, well, I'm going to London and make some DJ career there? Or what gave you like the hint actually to went there?
Actually, I was also with the Music Force agency.
Okay.
It was called. It was running all the DJs, bookings. So they said you should go to London. So they were sending me to London for like 3 months,
okay,
and then it was 6 months, and then it just kept extending. And I thought, I'm gonna live here. So that's when, you know, they brought me to London, and I wanted to be in London to kick off the career. And that's when it all started, when I based myself in the UK.
Now you live in Heidelberg, a pretty city, but I think it's not so famous for techno like Berlin or Frankfurt. What made you stay there?
Well, you know, if you have lived in London for like almost 15 years, all that madness, I needed a balance. And, you know, I remember it's because I was coming a lot to Heidelberg because of my booking agency is there. And we were doing a lot of meetings and I was playing a lot in Germany. So I was always like London, Heidelberg. And I thought, why am I flying here every week? I think I should move here because I love Heidelberg. It's like you say, it's calm, beautiful, small.
It is, yeah.
And it's nice to get away from the craziness of London, you know?
Yeah, let's talk about music. Now you're here at the Hinz & Kunz in Coburg. what is for you the most important stuff, like for a party? What is the most important thing that a party has to be a good party?
Well, okay, the club has to be good. Sound system is important because, you know, like when the sound system in a club is not good, you can have the best playlist.
Yeah.
You can't deliver, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, the name of the club is important, what DJ's been playing in the club is important, and what kind of crowd the club has is also important for a DJ, you know, so that you know what you're getting and they know what they're getting when you're coming as well.
Your style changed a bit from the beginnings in the 90s. That's quite normal, I think so. Do you still celebrate the tracks back there?
Yeah, well, you know, you move with the times. So I started with Balearic House, Italian House, Progressive House. And when I was in London, after 5 years, you discover techno. And, you know, yeah, and then, you know, you play with all the big techno names, you know, Dave Clark, Carl Cox, you know. So that was like, I was like a sponge. I was absorbing all the techno flavors, you know. And yeah, so my music changed, but my signature style stays. Yeah.
Yeah, so nowadays everyone plays with digital music and laptops. Do you remember the first time when this new technology came up and was really fresh? Was you like one person that said, oh, fine, I will use that all, or like maybe a bit more skeptical?
With everything new, you know, it's like it's a discovery. Whether you don't know if you're going to enjoy playing with that new way of, you know, like digital way and all that style that came out in the beginning. So, I mean, I stayed pretty much with vinyl for a while, and then I switched to CDs and then tractors and all that stuff. And in the last few years, I think, I moved back to going the old school way, you know, because I love the scratching, I love the spinning, I love the beat, all that kind of stuff that I did with vinyl. Okay. Because with laptop, you can just stand there and...
Well, you can scratch and a bit too, but it's not for real,
it's right? It's not for real. Yeah. And, you know, it doesn't feel very real to DJ with all that stuff. I mean, it's easier because everything's laid out for you, you know? So even my mom can mix on Traktor.
Yeah,
so... But yeah, I prefer the old school way, which I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You are famous for your groovy sound. Would you describe yourself as a dancer or a calm person when you go to a club?
I get into it, especially when the crowd is crazy. I get into it because it's like ping pong, you know, the crowd's like giving me this woo and I'm like, yeah. And so it's like back and forth. So yeah, I mean, I don't jump or whatever, but I dance while I'm playing, and you know, so I get into it.
Let's talk about GSR, your own label. How much work is it like for you, more just not act work like a DJ, so have your own label in front of you? Is it like a lot of more work, or is it actually like, how we say, hobby?
Well, it's work. I mean, you know, when you set up a project, it's like a baby, you know? And I think it's a progression. Every DJ becomes a producer, and then from producing it, they start their own label because they want to release their own music, because not every label will take your style or whatever. So it is extra work, if you asking if it's hobby or... It is part hobby, but it's also work. You have to maintain it, you know, you have to run it and stuff like that, so...
Yeah, let's talk about skydiving. you know, what do you do if you're not at, I don't know, at a place where you're at work, like DJing or for your record label? We heard you do skydiving, and what else you do?
Well, I do a lot of sports. I'm crazy about intense sports. I keep fit a lot, and I'm crazy about, you know, those Navy SEALs training.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's hardcore training, and I like stuff like this. But that's just for my own physical, mental fitness. Yeah. But my hobby is, of course, skydiving, because that's something that is outside music. It takes me away from music and thinking about music. You know, when you're out skydiving, you know the sports. It's just you, the skies, and just, you know, like a bird. And
yeah, I wouldn't do it.
You should. I have to warn you, once you do it, it's addictive.
Yeah, I have a friend who does it, but actually I'm afraid of
height.
Yes.
Me too. I was.
Ah, okay.
I did it because I was afraid of height and I was afraid of flying. And that's changed everything.
Okay, so maybe we should do it.
Give it a try.
What can we expect in the next time?
In the next time? Well, it's 2016, you know, God, the year goes so fast every year. It's just like bam, bam, bam. But yeah, you know, the usual, you know, you get in the studio, get your production going. I'm doing stuff also for another labels. And I just finished a remix for Kenichi in Japan. And I'm doing more stuff for labels. And I think this is just an ongoing thing for DJs, you know. So what's coming will be me touring, releasing, and hopefully getting some more bigger projects in my schedule this year.
Okay, then we thank you for the interview and wish you fun out there.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I don't know how the crowd's going to be like, but let's see.
Baskeflüster.